Good evening, everyone. The three of you who are here. But I'd like to welcome you all to the May 15th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very brief agenda, except for I, and we're going to be waiting for I. Turning to item 3, changes in the meeting agenda, there are none. Turning to item 4, items for board action. Approval of BOCES multi-year service agreement, Mr. Coulson?
This is for our fiber connectivity. And the procedure for doing this and through BOCES with this type of agreement is required in order to get the lower rate through the E-rate process.
Okay. May I have a motion, Dr. Kerman? Second, Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to B, transportation services. This is a biggie.
Yes. We issued a request for proposals for transportation services. We can extend contracts at the increase of the consumer price index as determined by the State Education Department each year if both sides agree to extend at that rate. It can't be more than that. What happens periodically, especially when the CPI has been low, which it has been past several years. Plus, our big bus contract has been is with Suffolk Transportation. The dollar amount that's in their contract is based on the contract that they took over from Atlantic Express some years ago. So they were not able to continue with just CPI. So they would not have renewed at CPI for this year. So we had to go out and do a request for proposals. So we did that. We got proposals in from three companies. And after doing the scoring, the analysis, and everything, what we're recommending is to award the large bus contract, athletic trips, and field trips to Suffolk Transportation. They scored the highest. And ACME, which does our minibuses, was willing to extend, actually for no increase. So that is our recommendation. Two separate resolutions. First is to award a new contract to Suffolk Transportation for large buses, athletics, and field trips. And then the second resolution is to extend with ACME at no increase. Both of these will be for the 1 year.
Okay, Dr. Can we do the both B and C together? There's no reason why we can't. So
sure.
we'll put the B and C together and so forth, both transportation proposals. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to D, the appointment of a district treasurer.
Our current treasurer has resigned from the district. She's actually going to graduate school in Washington. Her last day was this past Friday. So what our proposal is, we had discussed this with the audit committee, instead of replacing our treasurer with another full-time person, to give the treasurer duties to one of our current clerical staff with an annual stipend of $10,000. This resolution would be to appoint her, actually effective yesterday, which is our first day without our former treasurer. That $10,000 would be prorated for the remainder of the year through June 30th. Assuming she does a good job at it, we will at the reorg meeting is when the appointment for the treasurer for the new year would come.
May I have a motion on this, please?
So
moved. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.
And this is a savings of about $70,000 a year by doing this as well.
That's good. Very good. E, the acceptance of donations.
We have two donations. One is a check in the amount of $30,000 donated by the Three Village STEM Foundation for the Science Olympiad, and the other is a check for $1,000 to the Jody F. Scholarship Fund from Mr. John F.
May I have a motion on this, please? Yes. Ms. Rogolius, second. Ms. Blavinka. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F1, personal matters, instructional. May I have a motion on this, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Gary? Nothing unusual with this one. Okay. And turning to F2, the personal matters non-instructional. May I have a motion on this, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Rogolia. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? One abstention.
Inga.
Motion passes. Turning to G, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education subcommittees for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on these,
so
please? Mrs. Gish?
Second.
Mr. Kornreich? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to H, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Now, we're not ready for I at the present time. Let's turn, if we could, to 5 informational items of interest. Are there any items that we'd like to bring to our colleagues' attention at this particular point? Seeing none, we can turn to public participation. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Anybody?
Is there anybody from the public?
So, okay, we're just waiting on I. Okay, just to affirm the budget vote, we had 1,412 yes, 536 no. And insofar as the board election is concerned, Deanna received 1,482 votes, and I received 1,553. And we thank the community very, very much for their support. Do I have a motion to Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much.